I told you what we're going to concentrate on over the next few weeks is this whole area of school uniforms for children. We want to dig into this story. It's important. In fact, it's beyond important, because what we're saying as a programme is that we need to start looking at the rules that schools are imposing on children in terms of school uniforms. Now, we're not having just the ordinary school uniform debate. That's done. What we're looking at now are the practices in Northern Ireland where a school insists that parents buy a school uniform from one supplier. In other words, the school creates the monopoly, and then the parents are forced, if they want their child to be educated at that school, to pay the price that that one shop has decided. There's a monopoly, there's no competition, and schools are party to creating that monopoly. The Northern Ireland Children's Commissioner has revealed to this programme that 73% in their survey of parents here are being forced to buy a school uniform from where the school dictates. So that's either where the school has dictated who the supplier will be, or the school is insisting that the parent buys the uniform from themselves. In other words, there is no choice. And the other top line that we can reveal on the programme this morning is that the Human Rights Commissioner for Northern Ireland has said that it may well be a breach of a child's human rights if they are suspended from school because they have not met a uniform policy because of their income. And that is very significant news this morning. We're going to talk to lawyers about it in just a moment. First of all, John O'Dowd from Sinn Féin with us today. John, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. You may remember, I don't know if you do or you don't, but when you were Education Minister, you and I talked about this actually one day up in Stormont, and you said to me, when you're in that role, that you may look at actually changing legislation if schools didn't sort this out. What's your view on this?
I do remember talking to you about this, Stephen. And at the time, we had guidance in place. Now, guidance is not binding on schools, but certainly schools have to take regard of guidance, and there has to be a record showing that they have debated the guidance issued by the Department of Education and whether they agree or disagree with that guidance and the reasons for doing so. So the guidance is quite clear in the terms of some of the things you have raised there, that they should firstly consult with parents about the school uniform policy. They should take into consideration costs in relation to the school uniform policy and the ability of parents to pay for uniforms. So the guidance is quite clear on these things now. But our conversation at that time was, if the guidance doesn't work, then we should move to legislation. Now, time ran out. Other events caught up with us, and there was other legislation I required to get through at the Assembly at that time. But your figures this morning are quite alarming from the Children's Commissioner in regards to the number of schools that are forcing parents to go to either one retailer or use the school themselves to purchase the uniforms. And I think that advances the argument that legislation may be required in this area.
Well, we've talked about this for so many years. Let's just go through some of the other statistics from this part of this report released by the Northern Ireland Commissioner for Children and Young People. So they say on average parents spend £106 per child on school uniforms in the previous year, or an average of £171 per household. Just over one in four parents, that's 27%, were free to purchase uniforms from any supplier. So 27% are free to purchase uniforms for any supplier, which leaves 73% who are not. If you drill into the figures, the commissioners actually found that 5% of parents don't have any choice. They must go to the schools directly, or they cannot buy a uniform from anywhere else. 51% were dictated by the schools. You have to go to this supplier. And 22% had a choice, either go to the supplier or the school. But there's no free market here, John. And we are hearing on this programme, and this is why this story is so important, we are hearing from this programme from parents who are saying they can't afford to clothe their children for a particular school. They can go to Asda, they can go to Tesco, they can go to all these other supermarkets or wherever else, and buy a pair of trousers, which they think are the same, for £5 or £6, and they're being forced to pay £30 or £40 for a pair of similar trousers. How is this right?
Well, it's not right. I'm just looking at the guidance in front of me, Stephen, and under 2.1 of the guidance, it says schools should ensure that their school uniform policy is fair and reasonable in practical and financial terms. And this may be where the Human Rights Commission and the Human Rights Commission can speak for themselves, but this is an important line in it as well. And should have regard to their duties under relevant equality and other legislation. So the schools have been reminded that there's equality and other legislation they should have regard to in setting their school uniform policy. And if their school uniform policy is excluding pupils from their school because of their economic background, then I think that has to be a motivating force for legislators to move against this. But certainly I will be interested to hear further what the Human Rights Commission have to say in regard their work in regard to school uniform policy and the comments that were highlighted at the start of your show, that the Human Rights Commission are looking at whether it's a breach of the law for a pupil to be excluded from school because the parents cannot afford a uniform.
Here's what the Human Rights Commission have told the Nolan Show. They said it would be a matter of concern if the parents of a child attending a school could not meet the requirements of a uniform policy because of their income. If the child was suspended as a consequence, the proportionality of that decision would be questionable. Whether or not there's a breach of human rights would depend on the particular circumstances of the individual case. Here's where this is going to go. This is going to go to a test case. That's surely what's going to happen. So the Human Rights Commission are saying, look, if a child's suspended from school because a school says that's not the right blazer, we've seen letters from schools which they've sent out to parents this month saying, we will send you home if you do not have our strict uniform policy adhered to. So if they're sending a kid home, John, because that child's parent can't afford the 40 quid trousers, the 120 quid blazer, the particular shirt, the particular scarf, the Human Rights Commissioner is basically saying there might be a case in this.
Well, I would encourage parents then who are in receipt of those letters to make contact with the Human Rights Commission, because as I restate, the guidance issued to school makes it quite clear, and it also makes it quite clear in the guidance that they should seek advice from the Human Rights Commission or the Equality Commission in regards to school uniform policy to ensure that they're not discriminating against anyone or excluding anyone from their school based on the uniform policy. So a school with the guidance that are sent out to schools is not binding as such. But schools have to take regard of it, and they have to have, because I've been through this on other issues, they have to have recorded minutes of how they came to the decisions about their policies, why they decided to ignore Department of Education guidance and what decisions they came to. And the guidance is quite clear. They should take advice from the Human Rights Commission or the Equality Commission in regard to school uniform policy to ensure that they're not excluding anyone from their school on that basis.
Dylan, you were the parent who contacted us yesterday, who kicked this all off. Good morning to you again.
Good morning.
And you were disagreeing with, it was Enniskillen Royal Grammar School, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Because you had written to them, you're questioning their school uniform policy. They are dictating that there is a sole supplier for their school uniform, Dylan, correct?
Yes, they're dictating that we get a particular uniform, and that uniform is only available from that sole supplier. So yes, effectively, they're dictating that we use a sole supplier for the uniform.
And that sole supplier, there's no competition. This is no slight on the supplier whatsoever, but there is no competition because the school is not allowing there to be any competition. It seems to be, Dylan, that if that school then sent your child home, because if Enniskillen Royal Grammar sent your child home because they were not adhering to the school uniform policy, it seems to be that the Human Rights Commissioner is saying that may be a case, certainly a test case, for whether your child's human rights are being breached.
Absolutely, and I think something we would look to follow up, and indeed with the Ombudsman as well, which has just recently become in place in relation to the schools. I'm sure there must be an area to look at there. I mean, walking through Enniskillen yesterday, I was stopped a number of times by parents saying that how important that issue was to them. I was also stopped by parents who were saying, we're just not going to be able to go for the regulation outfits, and we're going to have to go for standardised outfits. And I made a particular issue yesterday of not naming the retailer, because my issue in this discussion is not with the retailer. It's with this, as you pointed out, Stephen, with the school policy and what impact that school policy is having on parents and on children. And it's great to hear John talking on it today, because we need our representatives out there saying to the schools, to the education authorities, the impact this is having on families and parents is real, and there's no justification for it.
Well, John may be talking about it, and John, you'll want to answer this in your own way, but politicians have talked about this over many years. Nothing has changed. Parents and kids are still being forced to buy from a monopoly. And John O'Dowd, you didn't do anything about it when you were education minister, and other politicians haven't done anything about it either.
Well, I don't accept we did nothing about it, Stephen. We issued the guidance, which is the power the Department of Education had at that time. And as I say, schools have to examine that guidance very carefully, rationalise their decisions and record their decisions around that. I was of the view that we were going to have to move to legislation, but Stephen, there was other, and these are all priorities, but when you're in government, you have to set out what legislation you try to get through in a fixed term of the Assembly. We had special needs education coming through, we had anti-bullying legislation coming through, all of which I wanted to see completed before the end of the Assembly, and there simply wasn't time
okay, fair enough.
To move. But the other thing, Stephen, I could bring legislation to the floor of the Assembly. It has to be passed, so. And I would suspect that there may be one or two parties in the Assembly that would be very reluctant to pass such legislation in the Assembly.
Of course, you won't be bringing anything to the Assembly if you don't get the Assembly up and going again, but that's for a different day, a different discussion. I said this yesterday, I'll say it again. This is a blatant class issue in Northern Ireland. This is a blatant story where people with no money or people struggling to pay their bills, their children are having policies enforced on them by schools across Northern Ireland, which will hinder their children getting an education at a particular school. And we're all staring this in the face.
Stephen, and it is a class issue, but it is affecting people across the class. You know, like with everything that's going on politically around us, the cost of living is rising in Northern Ireland. And there are many issues that are coming on top of parents who may not have struggled at all financially before. And so families are under serious financial pressure from a variety of different sources. And schools then add to that. And schools should not be playing a role where they're adding to the financial pressure of families in relation to items that have no particular need to be expensive. And the discussion yesterday went off a little bit track of which I understand in terms of PE uniforms and logo PE uniforms. But my issue is particularly about something that could be solved now. It could be solved immediately in schools, where they would say you do not have to adhere to regulation items as long as the items are within this band, they are soft grey or they are a particular type of pleated skirt, you can source them from a number of suppliers in your local area. That could be solved now. If the board of Enniskillen Royal Grammar School wanted to make it easier for families within the area and for kids who are attending that school, they could solve that immediately. There is no legislative body that needs to manage this. This is up to the schools, showing that they are representing their local communities, their pupils and the parents of the pupils who go into that school well by saying, okay, we understand the financial pressure you're in. This is what we can do to help.
I think we have to be fair to Enniskillen Royal Grammar School here. They are being named because you're a parent with a child at that school. You brought us this story. It is clear that many, many schools throughout Northern Ireland are implementing the same policy as Enniskillen Royal Grammar. And from this Children's Commissioner report, it is crystal clear 73% of schools in Northern Ireland surveyed the children were surveyed, parents were surveyed to be precise, 73% don't have a choice where to buy their school uniform. 73%, Dylan.
It's ridiculous, and it's indicative of our society that we're not questioning that parents don't feel empowered to go to schools and to write to school boards and also to go up to the school and say, this is what is happening. Now, you justify that to us, because it's not. They can't justify it. I mean, as I'm not writing back to me.
Tell me this. What would happen to your child in Enniskillen, Royal Grammar? Not sure. Dylan, you still there?
Yes, I am indeed, yeah.
Okay, I think that might have been John O'Dowd dropped off. And thanks to John for coming on this morning. What would happen, Dylan, to your child in Enniskillen Royal Grammar if you didn't adhere to what they are dictating? If you went and you bought a similar pair of trousers at maybe a quarter of the price somewhere else, what would happen to your child?
Well, my understanding, actually, is that some parents, speaking to parents yesterday, actually, some parents had said, oh, my child has been going in non-regulation items now for a few months prior to the end of the school period this year, and none of the teachers had noticed. So so there's an issue there about whether you can actually tell the difference. Now, there's a risk that the child would be pointed out and then would be told to go away and get that item. I don't know whether they'd be taken out of school. I don't know whether they would be said, come back tomorrow. I don't know whether they'd be said, don't come back until you have those items. So the issue is, at the moment, we don't know what the sanction would be, but we know that there's a risk against that sanction. And you don't want to put your child in a situation where they're going to be pointed at in school and said, you come over here, why aren't you wearing regulation trousers?
So do you think you would want, and I'm not pushing you either way here, I'm really not, but do you think you would want to consider using you as a test case? In other words, for you to bring what you've been told to either the Children's Commissioner or the Human Rights Commissioner and let them have a look at the details around this on behalf of children throughout Northern Ireland. Is that something you would consider?
Oh, I personally, absolutely. I mean, in terms of my children, I would have to speak with my children. I know my son would. I know my son is perfectly willing to do that. But I would need to speak with my
daughter. How old's your son?
My son's 14.
So what's his view on this?
His view would be very similar to mine. His view would be very, very similar to mine, because we would talk about that within our family and we would discuss why this is an issue that we have to manage and why this is an issue that is, and really, I can't stress enough, this is not just a personal issue. This is not necessarily something that is impacting us on a day-to-day basis. It can do, and it does. But actually, this is a much broader issue in terms of the impact that it's having on parents and families around Northern Ireland without the school's consideration.
Well, I know, Dylan, from conversations I was having with the Children's Commissioner yesterday, I know that they would be very interested if any parent wanted to bring their case to the Children's Commissioner. They would be very interested at looking at that case to determine whether it should be used as a test case.
Well, I would definitely be in contact with them, or would be happy for them to contact me to discuss that, because I think that's an issue that needs to be pushed forward. And as I say, it could be resolved very quickly and very easily by a school considering the implications of their financial.
And then, as well as the Children's Commissioner, this is why this story could be, you know, significant to determine the future school uniform policy for all schools in Northern Ireland. Like, it really could be. Then, as well as the Children's Commissioner saying they would be interested in looking at any test cases, any cases to see if they could use it as a test case to determine what the law says, the Northern Ireland Human Rights Commissioner telling the Nolan Show that if a child is excluded from school, suspended from school, because a parent can't afford a school uniform, because the uniform policy has set a price on that with a sole supplier, the Human Rights Commissioner saying it could be a breach of that child's human rights. Now, all of a sudden, you could be looking at a fundamental change in how school uniform happens across the country, Dylan.
Absolutely, and that would be for the better. That would be for the better. We're also, families are made more aware of the impact that things like this are having on them and how they can have a voice in these things, and they can say, OK, this isn't right, this isn't appropriate, now what are you going to do about it? And as I say, I would be very willing and happy to. Unfortunately, now I have to go because I have about 60 children about to turn up for a damn summer school in Enniskillen that we've got to go and get.
Understand that, Dylan. OK, so are you going to go to the Children's Commissioner before you go? Is that what you're going to do?
I will contact the Children's Commissioner, yes, within the next 24 hours and see where this takes us. But I hope the school and the schools around Northern Ireland take the sensible choice and start to manage this situation appropriately in line with parents' needs.
OK.
Thanks very much.
Dylan, thank you very much indeed. 03030 80 55 55. Now, we got, Vinnie was working on this yesterday, and you've written to a range of schools throughout Northern Ireland, correct?
Yes, I have. We've asked them a variety of questions, including, is there more than one supplier in Northern Ireland for the mandatory items? Because obviously, when it comes to uniform, there's different items that you can, for example, the socks, etc., you can buy from other places. But there's lots, we even heard yesterday, scarves, etc., that you have to buy from your preferred supplier. So that was one of the questions. And we applied that as well to the likes of the their games gear. So if they're playing sports for the school, and also if they're playing PE. Because quite often they can be two different kits.
So think about that in itself. Children in some schools in Northern Ireland are being excluded from being part of a team because the school is saying, oh no, you can't come in a new top. You've got to come in our new top, where we've dictated who the supplier is, where we've dictated that it has to be a brand supplier. And by the way, we're dictating the price. Oh, and just another little point. If your parent can't afford it, you're not going to be part of our team. That's what's currently happening in Northern Ireland with sport. Like, what does that do? You think of parents who are on benefits. You think of parents who are out working one or two jobs and they still can't buy those luxury sports tops. And in Northern Ireland, schools across the country are saying, well, just find the money.
We also asked them, does the school receive any incentive? And that could, of course, be financial from the retailer who they've appointed as their sole supplier. And then if they have a sole supplier, did they engage in a tendering process in order to appoint that retailer? I think that's quite an interesting question.
So many different angles to this story. Yeah, and that is another one. How does the school dictate? How do they decide who that sole supplier is? Because they know them? Because they're getting a big kickback? Because, what is the reason? Where's the due process in this? To be crystal clear, I am not talking here about Enniskillen Royal Grammar School. Clearly not, okay? What we're doing is we're contacting a range of schools across Northern Ireland with these questions. Let's see if they even answer.
Well, we're still waiting to hear back, but we've gone to quite a few of them. We've tried to do a spread across Northern Ireland from the different counties and areas. We also asked them how the school decided to appoint which retailer. Why does the school insist on branded sports gear? Going back to the point you were making there, Stephen. And also this question, what does the school do to ensure a child is not discriminated against if the parent cannot afford, to adhere to the school uniform policy?
Yeah, the Children's Commissioner looked also at PE clothing, footwear and equipment in their survey. They surveyed, by the way, 1,006 parents. So this is a robust, statistically robust survey. The Children's Commissioner found that parents of preschool children were less likely to say they were required to purchase PE clothing, footwear and equipment from particular suppliers, so 10%. Parents of post-primary school children were more likely to say they were required to purchase that clothing from particular suppliers, 47%. So this is going well beyond a child being able to sit in a classroom. This is a child being excluded, discriminated against, reminded of their parents' poverty when they're even trying to play sport.